Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, with the NFL draft fastly approaching, I'm going to be taking my look, giving my opinion on who I think is the most overrated player in the 2022 NFL draft. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day pretty much on Facebook and YouTube. You can check out clips of our show on Instagram at 100th of Football and check out our amazing podcast, thankfully, Believe Podcast Network. Available anywhere and everywhere you listen to podcasts such as Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it. We are over there available to listen to with close to 900 episodes right now available to listen to. We have tons of draft prospect looks, amazing legends interviews, history specials, et cetera, anything and everything football related. You can find it over there on our podcast and even more great content on our Facebook and YouTube channels. So like I said, with the NFL draft coming very, very soon, it's time to give my take on the most overrated prospect. And let me just preface this by saying this is by no means taking a harsh dig at this player. I'm not going to absolutely rip into them. I'm just here to talk about someone that I've seen that has been on a lot of draft boards, a little bit higher than I would have put them, but it is no doubt someone that can still have a great NFL career. Like I said, we're all just draft analysts here on the internet, and we just like to give our takes, and here is mine. So my pick for the most overrated player in the 2022 NFL draft comes out of Tulsa. He is an offensive lineman by the name of Tyler Smith. So why did I pick Tyler Smith as my pick for most overrated player in this upcoming draft? Well, first, let me give a little bit of background on this young man. He's 6'4", 325 pounds. You can see he has a great look, a great size on him. So you got that coming out at the NFL, already has it there. He's a tremendous run blocker. He's a great run blocker. Nasty. He's violent. He's got that mean streak to him. But the reason that I think he might be a little bit overrated, that's great to be a good run blocker, right? I mean, if he goes to the right team, like a Titans or a Saints perhaps that are run heavy, I think he'll excel. But if a team who is primarily pass heavy, which is probably 90% of the league at this point, it might not be so pretty because he is very raw as a pass protector. Like I mentioned, he's got good grip strength as a run blocker. He's quick. He's got a good anchor, pretty good, not great lateral ability and agility. Nothing too crazy. He has a good finishing mentality. Like I said, he's got that mean streak, which I do love. I love players with a mean streak. I really do. But he can get a little bit carried away, a couple penalties here and there. The athleticism is slowly growing, still needs some a little bit. But I think that just his very rawness in terms of pass protection, that's the big one for me and why I wouldn't rate him as a first-round talent. His footwork is not the best either. That's a little bit a cause for concern, is you have to have grade-A footwork in the NFL against those amazing defensive players. He just does not have that right now. Sometimes he can play a little bit too high with his pad levels. It can have him flip off of blocks easy. I think, too, he can let defenders get into him a little bit more. Instead of just going after them and being the center point of the attack, he lets them kind of come to him and has to play a little bit of defense in that regard in terms of not just being the aggressor. Like I say, he can be a little bit undisciplined. He can be a little bit too nasty right at that mean streak. Had 16 penalties in 2021. That's a little bit too much. Too many holding penalties for my liking. And also, too, I found a stat here talking about how many pass sets he was in. That was just 34% of his pass sets he was on the field for. 8 of 9 pressures allowed in those 34% as well. So he just is not quite there yet as a pass blocker, especially as an offensive tackle. Because, I mean, that is a very key position to where you have to protect your quarterback. So I feel that if it might not work out as an offensive tackle, you could maybe try moving him to guard eventually. But I think as a run blocker, Tyler Smith is going to do fantastic. I truly believe that. But as a pass blocker, he's still just not quite there for me yet. And if I'm a GM, right, if I'm a coach, and if I see that a prospect he's great in the run game, but he's kind of lackluster in the pass blocking game, then I would not personally go with him with a first round selection. Go with a second round, the third round for sure. I definitely think the potential is there for this young man. But currently as it stands, I don't see him as a first round selection. I mean, who knows? We could look back at this video, this episode, and, you know, 5-10 years, and he could be a Pro Bowl guard and tackle and just one of the best in the league. But coming into the draft, I just don't see it quite yet with this young man. I would love if he proved me wrong, right? That'd be great. But at the moment, like I say, he's great at the run blocking. I like that about him. But as a pass blocker, very raw. The footwork's not there. He can be a little bit too aggressive. Too many penalties called against him in college. And I just don't think he's quite ready as a top-tier pass blocker in the NFL, which is why I think he is my pick for the most overrated player in this draft and why I would not select him in the first round. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So please drop a comment. Who do you think Tyler Smith will go to? What round will he be drafted in? Do you agree with my take? Is he an overrated player or is he an underrated player? We'd love to talk about it in the comments. We love each and every one of y'all. We enjoy all the comments y'all been leaving on Facebook and YouTube. It means the world to us. Like I said, if you haven't already, please go check out our podcast. But anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Overcast. I mean, anywhere you listen to podcasts, we are available pretty much each and every single day. Amazing content, a ton of draft content. Guys, we have done probably 100 plus videos on just the 2022 draft. Myself, Mr. Football Vincent Turner, our amazing draft scout, former NFL draft scout for the Jets, Daniel Kelly, our guy Jeremiah Long as well, Bobby Butler, 12-year vet in the NFL. And we've also brought on a good amount of guests on the show to talk about the draft. And we just want to give them thanks for coming on and lending their expertise on all of these amazing players. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers, talking about the most overrated player in the 2022 NFL draft. I think it's Tyler Smith. Drop a comment. Who do you think it will be? And like I said, enjoy the draft, everyone. It's a great night. If you're a football fan, you look forward to this in the offseason. You can't wait to see who your team's going to draft. It's going to be a fun night, but be safe. Enjoy it. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you in a little while.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.